And this is nuts. I forgot that the one key on my keyboard, the V, is not working. So when I've gone to log in with recovery, I couldn't log in. And then I've done something weird to my computer and it keeps doing like somersaults. So I'm sitting there getting really nervous thinking I shouldn't be doing this, Cher. I'm going to shut down and all sorts. I'm just going to look at my key. Thanks, Stephen, for asking me. I'm so nervous. I haven't done many main shares since, you know, I'll start at the beginning. I'm 16 months and a few days back from a relapse after having 16 years. And I'm working this like a motherfucker because I didn't think that I'd be able to stop using again. It was absolutely horrifying what happened. And, you know, I used when I was really young. I just wanted to change the way I felt. I'd use anything. I ended up in doing loads of jail time, intravenous drug user, neglect of my child, you know, parents at the end of their ropes. And I couldn't stop using. And I was like that for like 20 odd years. And the only glimmer of hope I'd ever got was seeing other people get clean. And when I was asking them, you know, how have you changed your life? Because you were like me. They said, NA. And I started coming to meetings and it took me, I could build a house with just for day key rings. Yeah, I was in and out of the rooms I'd used in all the toilets. I'd, you know, done everything that you shouldn't be doing in an NA meeting. And I kept coming back and people never said to me, you've got to stop coming. You're a bloody nuisance. You know, I was never told anything like that. The tolerance that was shown to me and the love, you know, some of them people are still in my life today, multiple years clean, just loved me. And I've got to keep on my mouse or I think I'm going to lose the meeting. On the back of a very long jail sentence for horrendous crimes in which my mum had a stroke in court when she heard them, I begged for someone to help me and I was put in a treatment centre that was, you know, it sent us to NA and I knew that that was like the hospital. And that was the ambulance. And I knew that where I needed to be was in NA. And we had to do like 3 meetings a week and I did one every day. And, you know, I came here with nothing. I came here with absolutely, you know, a bag from prison with nothing was my own. And I came out of treatment and I started watching people and I got a bit of qualifications and I got a few jobs and then I started working for myself. You know, I got my family back. I nursed my mum and dad. And I don't know where my relapse started, but I know it was many years before I actually picked up Class A's again. And in that time, I'd had bouts of ill health, medication. You know, how many times do you hear this? You know, I'd started taking medication when I required it. When I required it, which was a lot by the end. You know, I have a few health complaints and I was just medicating it. But I really still thought I was never going to use again. I really thought that all you lot, I'd heard it a million times. I'd heard it a million times. And still, I was going to be okay because I had a handle on this. And do you know what? I got in such a painful place at the end that I don't know how I've turned this into my relapse share, but I have. When COVID hit, and it was like a huge relief and it became an excuse to me. And I was joking, saying to my friends, I just put a do not resus sign on the door. If I get COVID, I'll manage my illness and death, just bring me Class A's to the hospital. And I was joking, but I meant it. By that time, not having a program, I'd put everything down, I'd no service, you know, all the stuff that I'd done for multiple years was now gone. And I was just out there on my own trying to like fight my thoughts. And it ended up I had a trauma that I couldn't cope with this day. And If you'd told me in the morning I'd be using crack with an ex-boyfriend, I'd have laughed at you. By the end of the day, that's exactly what I was doing. And I was gone. The disease, my ferociousness in this using episode, absolutely took my breath away. It's left me reeling. And I'm still suffering the consequences. I don't feel whole. It feels like hard work. And I don't take my foot off the brake. I was out with a friend today. God bless her, because she saved my ass when I was using. I'm sure she's here, but I don't touch the clicky thing. You know, because by that time I had friends in the fellowship who loved me so much they wouldn't let me go. You know, and when I can't find my higher power and I can't feel it, my friends are there in real life. You know, I had friends saying, if you don't open the door, if you don't answer the phone, I'm kicking it off. I don't know whether you're alive or dead, you know, and brought me to my senses and got hold of me when I was falling down walls and crashing my car, saying, yeah, I'm okay, I've only been using a day. I lost 3.5 weeks in it. Okay, I'm going on. I know that it's only 15 minutes. What I've done, you know, I thought if I used, I would never get back. And I really thought I'd give myself a jail sentence. And NA, yet again, has shown up for me, kept hold of me, nurtured me. Do you know, I think the biggest gift I've got is that I know I am round the bend. I am absolutely nuts. And I need an adult present. And I've just got to keep walking this path. There's no other option for me than to seriously be in meetings all the time, be involved in a step process all the time, try and nurture my relationship with God, which I can feel really cut off from. I feel really damaged in the spiritual area, if that makes any sense. I was talking to a lady last night who had double my clean time. I hope she's come as well, but I don't trust the thingy. Don't touch the buttons. It's the spiritual void thing, and it's so hard to fill. I don't know. I just know this disease has reigned my life, all of my life, and nothing else has ever, you know, I've tried absolutely everything more than once. You know, the jails, institutions, the doctors, the psychiatrist, the medication, all of it. The only time I've had any semblance of a decent life and been all right with me, where I can sit in a room on my own, where I can be with people and I'm okay. Not all the time. I understand I'm odd. I really get that, you know, I'm afflicted. This disease needs work every day, absolutely every day. And I've never understood and appreciated just for a day like I do now. Because it really didn't matter what qualifications I had, what experience, how many times I've been through the steps, how much therapy I'd done. It is about what I do today. It's around people, places and things, not being within my reach, and about working this program, which I absolutely love. I love the people it's given to me. You know, I'm a mum to my son these days. Our relationship is, he's 34. You know, he was abandoned in my using. Somebody, I heard it recently, if there'd been a pawn shop for children, he'd have been in there. My needing to use overwhelmed and outshadowed everything. Didn't matter that I had this love for this child and this motherly instinct. I had to use. Yeah, I had to use. And there wasn't a day gone by where I wasn't obsessed. That obsession, you know, and I'd get into jail and I'd cause murder on the wings because that obsession did not leave me. Not for a minute, not for a day, not for an hour. My whole life, from when I first found drugs was obsessed, that overriding obsession that, you know, dragged by my eyelashes round everywhere. 5 minutes, 2 minutes. Ah, thank God for NA and for the people who stay around and keep the doors open, because I have never been as grateful, even when I'm hormonal, fucked up. I tell you what, I'd got usually overweight when the pandemic was on, and I've just lost 2.5 stone. I've given up sugar and carbs. I've got no money to spend at the moment. All of my get outs, all of my fixes are like non-existent. I'm doing this bareback and I really know it. I really know it. Just say to anyone, just keep coming back. This is a fellowship of love, and I've never known that so much either. It's love that brought me back, because when I was using full on, couldn't put the pipe down, my friends who loved me did not let me go. They were a power greater than my using. And that dawned on me when I stopped using. I was broken to bits, but the love that I've received and people's faces, the devastation that I was using, it was just like, love is more powerful than this disease. You know it, Mikey. I hear you all the time. This is about love. The love we give, loving ourselves, loving relationships, love, 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 love. So I'm just going to take that now and listen to the other show. Thank God the meeting, this hasn't folded on me while I was mid-run. It is. Don't lose sight. Love is more powerful than the obsession to use drugs. And I know that for a fact, because I was there. It done it. So thank you for letting me share. And thanks for asking me. I feel really privileged to be doing this.